Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton, joined by Brian Lowe, and it is a snowy day in New England, which brings us inside to talk about free agency that starts officially on Tuesday, March 12th. But the legal tampering period gives agents and coaches, players, a little bit of time to talk about some of those deals before the agency period begins.
Yeah, it's a new element to free agency. The first time the league is having this three-day period that begins technically Saturday morning at midnight. Agents, not players, but agents can talk to teams about their prospective free agents, start laying the groundwork for contract talk before 4 o'clock Eastern on Tuesday when free agency really begins. A very interesting, very intriguing time of the year. It should be fun. Should be a fun couple days. Should be a fun couple weeks. And the fact that we have this three-day period should add an extra layer to rumors, reports, and we'll see where we're at on Tuesday.
Right, and unless you've been living under the snow, which I guess is very possible up here, Wes Welker is obviously the biggest of the big three agents here in New England. You've got Aqib Talib, Sebastian Vollmer, in addition to Welker, but also a lot of guys beyond the big three that haven't really been mentioned that much.
Yeah, we'll start with Welker, though, because Welker, really, it's been a while since the Patriots have had a player, a free agent like this, with this much productivity, where it really is, it seems like a 50-50 proposition as to whether or not he comes back. There's talk either way. The feeling is, if he gets to free agency, maybe even if he gets to this tampering period where he can hear offers from other teams, that he'd be as good as gone. But you also consider the fact that the Patriots might know he might get offers from other teams, have their best offer, and maybe he comes back to them. But there are quite a few. And Aqib Talib, Sebastian Vollmer, as you mentioned, Danny Woodhead, Julian Edelman, a whole bunch of guys. My feeling is the Patriots probably have offers out, standing offers out, to several of these players. But if a guy like Kyle Arrington, for instance, is the apple of another team's eye and gives him a contract offer right off the bat, he's probably going to go and take it if it's better than the one from the Patriots. We'll see what happens with some of these guys, but obviously all eyes are on Welker. A lot of possibilities with him.
I may be the lone soul in this one, but I think that Welker will stay here in New England, so we'll see. But also, a lot of really great players in the free agent market that don't play for New England. Some rumors around Ed Reed. Will we see him here in a Patriots uniform? I'm about 40% confident on that happening. I think that the Patriots will end up keeping Aqib Talib, and I don't think Ed Reed will be making his way over to Foxborough.
But you're 40% sure that there's 40% of you
that
thinks
he does. I think there's a 40% of chance, yeah.
I'll tell you this much. I think there's a 100% chance that someone in this veteran pool of defensive players, including guys who have been cut by teams, and we're talking about Reed, as you mentioned, Charles Woodson, John Abraham, Dwight Freeney, even on Friday, guys like DeJuan Landry, Chris Gamble. There are a lot of veteran defensive players on the market. I think for sure the Patriots will end up with one or two of either the ones I just mentioned or a few others because they like to bring in guys at a little different point in their career when maybe they're hungry for a title. I think we'll see some of those. We've heard about guys like Danny Amendola, Greg Jennings, some of the wide receivers. I think what's going to happen, a la last year. Last year, the Patriots signed 7 free agents within the first week of free agency. I think we're going to see a lot of quantity. We're probably not going to see one of those massive, big-ticket free agents. We'll see a mixed bag of their own free agents coming back, outside free agents, and they'll let these 90 guys duke it out come training camp.
Okay, so a lot of changes that could happen in the
sure.
National Football League over the next couple of days, and especially right here with the New England Patriots. But that'll wrap it up for me and Brian, and you can be sure to always check back at Patriots.com, and we'll have all the latest news for you. But that'll do it for us right now. We'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.